Hi, and welcome to this Search Security School podcast. My name's Michael Cobb, and in this podcast, I'm going to be looking at how new authentication technologies can help boost the success of your online e-commerce sites and services. Let's begin by looking at what makes an e-commerce site successful in the first place. One of the most important measures of success for most sites is how many visitors create an account and carry on to click that confirm order button. Ka-ching! But research by the Baymard Institute into e-commerce checkout usability found the average of abandonment rate for online shopping carts is about 68%. That's a lot of lost sales and a lot of underachieving sites. One area held responsible for customers not completing their order, about 44% according to a Forrester study, is high shipping fees. So always clarify your shipping prices up front, or even offer free shipping if you can, as it's definitely one way to improve your site's shopping cart conversion rate. Another reason people abandon their carefully filled shopping cart is having to register an account during checkout. Various studies into online shopping behaviour list lengthy registration forms during checkout as a big turn-off. I'm not surprised, people already have too many usernames and passwords to remember. One of the big complaints surrounding the healthcare.gov fiasco was the registration process. Users were forced to complete a lengthy registration process before they could even see the available healthcare plans. One test by User Interface Engineering showed 75% of people who were forced to register first never completed their purchase. So why not try offering a guest checkout option for those in a hurry and test how much it impacts on your conversion rates? In one trial, customer purchases increased 45% after forced registration was removed. But how can you keep track of ongoing and repeat user activity without bugging potential customers with the registration form? One tactic could be to follow Walmart's approach. As you are checking out on their website, they give you three options for your account. You can log in with an existing Walmart account, register for a new one, or wait until later to create it. These strategies are all worth trying, but if your site is still making users register a username and password to log into their account on their next visit, there is still a lot of potential for customer frustration and therefore lost sales. I'm sure you've all wasted time trying to remember the password you use for a particular site. Was it orange one with an uppercase or lowercase O, or had you added an exclamation mark after the one because the site required you to use a non-alphanumeric character? You give up guessing and click the link to reset the password. 10 minutes later, when no email instructions have arrived, you remember that the email address for that account is an old one that you haven't used in years. Password creation and retrieval can be a painful activity, and it's even harder when you're trying to do it all on a tiny soft keyboard on a mobile phone. A frustrating sign-in experience will prevent users from returning to your site. Also, from the viewpoint of security, passwords are a very insecure method for authenticating users. There are countless instances of online accounts being hacked because users had either chosen simple, easy-to-guess passwords, or the passwords themselves were not securely stored by the online site. Many users won't complete an e-commerce transaction if they don't trust you. So to help boost your online success, you need a solution for easy yet secure online customer login. Plenty of sites are starting to use social sign-on or federated authentication. Sometimes referred to as bring your own ID, it simplifies the registration and login process by allowing visitors to use their existing social identities, such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google. This approach to sharing digital authentication is a benefit to both users and site owners, who are basically having the likes of Twitter and Facebook manage the burden of security, privacy and compliance associated with identity and access management for them. OAuth is one of the key standards for enabling Bring Your Own ID and simplifies the authorization and access to protected data while safeguarding the owner's account credentials. It's not really associated with any one company and is relatively easy to implement. Instead of having to build your own registration and login code, you can reuse code provided by the identity providers and be up and running in no time. Security teams will benefit from improved identity validation and a reduced risk of fraud, while business owners achieve a simplified interaction for customers and the ability to access richer profile data. While social sign-on provides site visitors with single sign-on capabilities, some users worry they will be trading convenience for privacy. So good practice for webmasters is to make it an option, not a requirement. In the same way, successful sites present a wide variety of payment options, never force customers to use social sign-on as they may not have an account set up, and even if they do, they may not want to share their profile data with your particular site. It may not be suitable either for certain industries governed by strict data protection rules, such as financial services. Certainly a rigorous enrollment process would be needed in certain scenarios. Although the majority of social networks and consumer-based identity providers are trusted household names, as yet there is no formal accreditation, and there is a question as to who owns and is responsible for the user's login credentials and profile data. This means enterprises in heavily regulated industries may decide it is not an option for them. Thankfully, the growing need for easy and secure online login has pushed the big internet players to form an alliance to solve the problem. The result of their collaboration is just beginning to burst onto the scene. The FIDO Alliance is a consortium of industry heavyweights, including Google, Microsoft, Alibaba, and PayPal, and they are finalizing an open standard based on earlier work done by Google called the Universal Second Factor Standard. Apart from having the backing of the world's leading technology businesses, it is open and interoperable. PayPal has already implemented secure payments using FIDO authentication and is currently an option for anyone with a Samsung Galaxy S5 phone. Users can link their fingerprint using the phone's fingerprint reader to their PayPal account, so when they're shopping online and ready to check out with PayPal, they can log into their account simply using their fingerprint instead of typing in their username and password. Now, how much easier is that? The only information the phone shares with PayPal is a unique encryption key that allows PayPal to verify the identity of the customer without having to store any biometric information on PayPal servers. PayPal never receives a copy or any representation of the user's fingerprint, and fingerprint-derived information that is used to recognize a returning customer in the future never leaves the device. Yubico are already offering FIDO-enabled USB keys and cards. There's nothing to install or configure, and as per the standard, no secrets are shared amongst service providers. A user presence touch button protects against session hijacking, man-in-the-middle, and malware attacks. Google Chrome is the first of the major browsers to include built-in support for FIDO-based authentication, and Google are offering it as an alternative means of logging into a Google account. Instead of having a verification code sent to your phone, you simply insert a FIDO-compliant USB key into your computer and tap it when asked to do so. There's no need to check your phone and read and retype the 6-digit code. I can't see any user not preferring this method of logging in to online accounts, and the same device can be used for logging in to any number of services. FIDO technology means that two-factor authentication, including biometrics, is finally becoming cost-effective and in a position to be rolled out to the consumer market. Website owners don't need to purchase and distribute hardware to their customers, as they can either buy FIDO-enabled devices online or use their smartphones or other mobile devices. I envisage FIDO-based authentication becoming the de facto standard for online authentication. While it is too early for many enterprises to incorporate it into their sites, they should start preparing for it now. A tipping point could be quickly reached when online services will be expected to allow users to log in using FIDO. It really could bring about the end of passwords and finally make the login process easy and more secure, and help turn those screen shoppers into real customers. Whichever authentication method you choose, do keep it simple and allow users to add their profile information later, as a lengthy registration or login process can drive away potential customers. Once you're ready to roll out your new account registration and login processes, do test them. Ask your users directly through surveys and user tests to ensure that you have the right balance of security and ease of use. And finally, always provide clear instructions and make it easy for the user to understand and fix any errors they have made. Well, I hope this podcast has whetted your appetite for some of the new authentication options that are becoming available, because making online account login easier and more secure is a win-win for you and your customers. Thank you for listening.